We've got everyone here. I'd like to call the September 15th Ways and Means meeting to order. Amber, could you take a roll?
I can. Archer.
Okay, here.
Ronk.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
Gavaris.
Present.
Haynes.
Here.
Mayo. She's here.
She's here.
And,
she's waving.
Walter.
Here.
Great. Okay, let's get right into the resolution. I'll take a motion for discussion for Resolution 299, authorizing the use of the Tax Stabilization Reserve Fund for COVID-19 related expenses.
Moved by Ronk.
Second, Bartels.
Okay. Any comments, conversation? Trace?
So we got a memo from the county attorney pretty late. I guess it was a couple hours ago. And I also saw an email back and forth between the comptroller, who is joining us right now as well, who was trying to get the information from the Office of the State Comptroller. I personally say I need more time. I also remain committed to wanting to see the budget before moving on this. But I also, particular to the county attorney's memo, I remain unconvinced that we can't use, and not only can we not use, but we're not legally obliged to use the contingency first, given that we're the premise under which the executive's asking to utilize this fund. So I'm going to be making a motion. I'm not doing it now so that we can talk, but I'm going to be making a motion to postpone until the next meeting.
Okay, any other comments? March?
Yeah, I just wanted to qualify sort of why we had asked and what we were thinking. You know, we had issued a quarterly report in Q3 of 2019 where we analyzed the tax fund should be used, which in this case would have required either having a 5-year repayment plan or exhausting other potential avenues. And we reached out to the county attorney before Labor Day on this point, as well as the Office of State Comptroller. I want to just fill you guys in my email, which is that the Office of State Comptroller did not have specific guidance to us about how to define what was available, legally available for use. They did not take an opinion, and they said if there was more time, they might reach out to the county attorney's office. They also were not going to overrule the county attorney, and they do not get in between the county attorney and the client, which is the county. So, you know, that was as much as they could give me at this time. But I think the good news for all of us involved is that we are not overlooking some prior guidance from the Office of State Comptroller that has been issued about how to use these funds. And in fact, there are not many examples that we have been able to find. So, you know, that was a concern for our team, is that, you know, we want to make sure that there isn't some stark ruling from OSC about how this should be used. And indeed, there is not one to be found at this point.
Legislator Bartels.
I have to say though that I'm frankly confused, and I do think we need a memo from the Department of Finance, our Department of Finance, because the suggestion that the use of, for example, a contingency account isn't a clear, this is the first I've ever heard. We're having our county attorney say that we cannot use, that they, we're not authorized to use the contingency fund. It's very confusing to me. What are the limitations on use of a contingency fund? Are we legally allowed to use the contingency fund? That's the question. Can we legally use the contingency fund? And if yes, we can legally use the contingency fund, then the guidance provided by our very own comptroller in that quarterly report is that we must, unless we go the other route, which would require the 5-year payback. So I'm very frustrated, and I will only vote for a postponement tonight.
Deputy Ryder?
So I think what the opinion of the county attorney is saying, and it's the same opinion as the commissioner of finance, is currently we are not, commissioner of finance is not authorized to use contingency because the legislature has not appropriated or authorized the use of that fund. So if you all authorize the use of contingency, which requires a resolution, then we could do that. What I will say is the $1.7 million that was as of July 31st, there's only $400,000 in contingency. So we will need to come to you to get contingency. We will also end up spending the $1.7 in the taxpayer stabilization fund. That's $2.1 million. I mean, as of July 31st, we need $1.7. We've added extra COVID-related expenses since then. So yes, if you authorized us to use contingency, we could use contingency. As a matter of law, we are currently not authorized to use the contingency fund.
Legislator Bartels and then Legislative Council.
Again, this is very frustrating speak, but what I'm hearing from you right now, Mark, says, I mean, as the trustees of the fund, if there is agreement that if we could legally use an account, we must, before accessing this account, the legislature can legally authorize the use of this account and potentially other funds. So that would mean that we, the legislature, as trustees of the fund, would be required to expend all the funds that we were legally allowed to utilize before utilizing this fund. I have an additional issue, and that is, which is touched upon in Clint's memo, but again, I'm not going to get satisfactory answers tonight, and that is the formulation whereby you come up with the number that you're asking for. And the comptroller's report in the third quarter touched on it as well. We're required to subtract the amount that was budgeted, and arguably you could say that in any individual line, particularly a line of overtime, that we budgeted for a certain amount of overtime. So I have yet to see the formulation whereby you arrived at these numbers. These are right, by my best estimate, these are just the numbers that you have assigned as COVID expenses. So until I see the formulation of how you got at the number after removing what was budgeted as overtime, I don't feel comfortable with the numbers before us either. I'll feel much more comfortable in accessing this tax stabilization fund once I see what the budget looks like, in the spirit of the use of tax stabilization, which is to avoid a tax increase, which was alluded to in the article by the Freeman with the executive today.
Legislative Council, then Legislator Walter.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I appreciate the county attorney getting us a memo today on this issue, but my concern, as I've said now a few times, obviously is the personal liability component, which I think requires unequivocal, satisfactory responses to the question with respect to exhausting the other avenues that we have available to us. And the way that the deputy just described it, to wit, legislative approval of, expenditure from the contingency fund, that, in my opinion, clearly is an alternative revenue source that would clearly, in my view, prevent us from accessing at this point the tax stabilization fund. Legally.
Anyway. Legislator Walter, then Bartel.
Yeah, I almost feel like this is I don't know if this is a dumb question, but I get so that you're saying we can't count the contingency fund because we're not allowed to legally use it unless you give us permission. So why wouldn't you have started with asking us permission to use the contingency fund? Wouldn't that be the logical then first step?
You know, I just noticed that Commissioner of Finance Bert Gulnett is here. Maybe Bert, can you respond to that question?
Sure. I mean, I think Deputy Exec Ryder said it too. There is $400,000 in contingency. as of July 31st, we've spent $1.7 million on COVID-related expenses. There's not enough in contingency to fund to use for COVID expenses. I guess, you know, legally, if we come to you to use the contingency account first, basically we could provide both resolutions next month, if that's the case.
Legislator Bartels?
Well, the follow-on question, again, not for tonight, is if what you've been holding out for, or the argument is that you can't legally, that the executive's office can't legally use a fund without legislative approval, it would then follow that we would need an analysis of all the funds that we could legally use with legislative approval, not just contingency. So, I mean, we're having an argument of semantics on some level, because you can't utilize any funds other than what they're directed for without legislative approval, but this requires that we utilize all funds, that the legislature utilizes all funds that are legally allowable, exhaust those funds prior to using the tax stabilization fund. So in the interim, if this is postponed, I would like an analysis of what other funds remain in the budget that could be legally accessed with legislative approval.
And I would concur, at this point, all we have is one option. And if there are other options, we should be exploring all of them before we tap this fund. We're going into 2021 unknown at this juncture. We will hopefully in the next couple of weeks know. But it's still, from every economic indicator, there's predictions that it's going to be even tougher than this year. So to tap into a fund that is meant to offset taxes now, when we have not really gotten a full understanding of what other options we have available to us, I think is premature. Legislator Bartel.
So if there's no other comments, I'd like to make a motion to postpone to our next meeting.
Anybody else want to make a comment before we take the motion to postpone? Okay, we have a motion to postpone. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm opposed.
We just had, we have Heidi, Legislator Haynes, and Legislator Ronk. Okay, we'll postpone till next month. Resolution 303, authorizing the construction of a rooftop solar installation at UCAT facility in and for the County of Ulster.
I'll move it, Martels.
Second?
Second by Ronk.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 317, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000, AccuCare Nursing and Home Care, Inc.
Moved by Ronk.
Second?
I second it.
Okay, Legislator Walter, all of your concerns and questions have been asked and answered?
They have, thank you.
Okay, anybody else have anything? Legislator Bartels.
You know, I followed the email chain in terms of the responses, but I just want a clarification in terms of, are they actually doing nursing work, or are they doing contract tracing work? Are they doing work that could be done by a non-registered nurse?
Case investigations need to be done by public health nurses, and that's what these nurses are doing and somewhat monitoring, but they are working side by side supplementing our other public health nurses.
Okay. Legislative Walter.
Thank you. So I guess I said I'm feeling comfortable, but it was not based on the email conversation. It was based on a phone conversation. So because not everybody was on the phone except for me and Mark, I'll just reiterate that my understanding is that of the original $300,000 that was requested a couple of months ago, they've nearly depleted it. they requested the 150 to carry them over a little bit more time, but the other contract we approved last month for the HRI money, which is actual money for these nurses to do the same kind of job, when that's all in the clear, that will not supplant necessarily every ACU nurse, contract nurse, but many of them or a few of them, and in which case they won't need those nurses in the contract, and that the process to start hiring for the HRI has started. So hopefully month or so, those hired full-time nurses will be in, they'll be fully funded, and there'll be less of a need for the contract nursing. And that was all, again, by phone call.
Thank you. Deputy Ryder?
Yeah, so and the only thing I want to add to that, thank you, Legislator Walter, is that the when I say the process has started, we've submitted the budget to HRI, which they need to approve, which includes adding the three public health nurses. We will need to come to you all next month creating the three additional position lines for three public health nurses to be grant funded. And that will happen in October. And then we will, once that resolution is approved, we will hire the three additional nurses. Now, in the meantime, we'll start the process as far as interviewing, and we just won't be able to bring them aboard until we get that resolution approved.
And has the, so you have to get the budget approved before you get the funding approved, correct?
Correct. So the grant, we were given a number that has been allocated to us, which was the overall, the 1.4, although it's only really 477,000, 1 million of which is kind of a placeholder in case the federal government wants to give us more money at some point in the future. The overall allocation was what you approved last month. We have to then send the budget, which includes the three positions, how we're going to spend the money to HRI for approval.
Right. Okay. On the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Anybody have anything else they want to add? Okay. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank Bye. You.
We're gonna amend it on the floor, apparently. Are you gonna ask somebody?